Every great man is always willing to be little. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Hello, my fellow Stoics, and thank you for listening in to today's episode. The Stoics often have a practice of controlling one's desires. Now, this is outlined in desire, action, ascent, that being the three fields of Stoicism. And also, it's outlined in one of the virtues, which is temperance, which is to be moderate. Just to make sure it helps you practice understanding fully one side and the other in order to make wise and just decisions. Now, modern critics often cite Marcus Aurelius's thought experiment to support this idea that Stoicism is a dull philosophy, or seeking to strip pleasure from human life by abstaining as much as you can from your desires. And as far as modern day Epicureans, and or the Epicureans of the ancient past as well, often also criticized Stoicism in that way too, because Epicureanism obviously has the foundations around pleasure, which is, in a nutshell, to avoid things that cause displeasure and chase those things that cause you to be in pleasure. And that's what the Epicureans thought was the best way to live life. The ancient version of YOLO, so to speak. But Stoicism has its foundation in virtue, in building that character that you'd be proud to be, and also for your community. So it's not just you, it's your family, it's your community, it's your country, and coming back in, and being a virtuous person. That is the meaning of human life. And the Stoics often note that anything in excess is bad, and it can tarnish your character. It has the potential to tarnish your own character. So it's not necessarily that the Stoics say you should avoid desires, but you should have them in control. Now, Marcus Aurelius often talked about wine and partying and what he called functional discharge, which is a fancy term for him to say sex. And he often says, you know, in his meditations, that to really objectify these things that are desirable to you in order for you to accurately identify your desires so you can actually control them. It's not to say that he was a prude, or to say that he was avoidant of sexual desires. In fact, in his own journal, he pointed them out probably as a way to practice objectifying them in order to help him control those desires. I mean, he had 13 children. Of course, he had those desires, and he didn't just dumb them down or boil it down to just pleasure of the flesh. You know, like, that's not what he was trying to do to avoid those things, or to say that they were bad. It was to help him control them. And that's the Stoic practice that I wanted to discuss today, which is to decompose desired externalities. Now, obviously, some of those things that benefit you, those desires that do benefit you, especially those that help you with survival, if those that help you with general happiness and things that kind of brighten up your day, not to avoid them, but to control them. Those are, in fact, preferred indifferences. And those things that hurt us are dispreferred indifferences. So that being, if you get too drunk, you know, you get a hangover. That is a dispreferred indifference. A preferred indifference, however, would probably be enjoying a drink or two with your friends. That's a preferred indifference. You know you're not going to go too far into drinking. But another, adding an extra layer to that, that the Stoics often say, is to objectify those desires. Get to the bottom of them, the root of those desires. So if you have a tendency to drink too much, maybe remind yourself that you are making a fool of yourself over some fermented grape juice. I mean, that's really what it is. You are really overindulging on what is just fermented grapes. How can you be doing that to yourself? You know? Or if you're really into fashion and you have a tendency to overspend, you are overspending, overindulging on just arranged cotton. And especially if you have this desire, if you notice you have a desire to look good for certain people, so you buy very expensive things, that's a whole other layer to it. You could then say, what is the purpose of buying this type of cotton? And why does this cotton cost more than that cotton? Oh, it's organic? Okay. But still, why does this cotton say that it can cost 5 times as much as this cotton? When you objectify it to that level, it helps you understand fully what exactly you're doing. It helps you question those desires. If you are deciding between what cars to purchase and you're really about to make a not so smart financial decision, you can say, why am I willing to spend this much money on a hunk of metal? If it's just going to get me from point A to point B, why should I spend 7 times more than my budget? You know, it's these types of practices that the Stoics did, boiling them down, boiling down your desires to truly understand what it is that you're doing, to question those things that you want from a neutral fashion, as to help you put some cognitive distance between you and your passions. And it helps you identify those unhealthy emotional attachments to them. That way they don't become passions. That way they don't become obsessions for you. Especially if you have a problem with some of these things, if you're a heavy drinker or if you overindulge in food, that's another way to help you out. That if you're overindulging in what Marcus Aurelius also put in his journals, over dead flesh, cooked dead flesh. You're really going to overindulge over this? You know, so objectifying it on that level helps you understand what it is that you're chasing. This is the pleasure that I'm chasing here. It is this, or this cotton, this type of metal designed in this way. Flesh in this way, fermented juice. I'm chasing these things for what? Does it really make that big of a difference in my life? This leads us to Marcus's wise reminder that it is precisely when you think you've got the hang of virtue, you are more likely to fool yourself, in the sense that this entire time we have been practicing virtue, practicing moderation, and we want to improve our character. But then it's moments like this where we go through life and we, you know, hear things online, as I've said in the beginning of the episode, where I don't want to dull my life. And maybe I do want that thing. Maybe I do want this. Maybe I want to overindulge every now and again with this. Stoicism isn't about dulling your life. It's about focusing on the things that actually matter, which is not overindulging in fermented juice, not overindulging on specific types of arranged cotton, flesh, pleasures of the flesh, overindulging in those. Life is not about that specifically. Life is about those things that impact your character and who you wish to be. When you get to the end, the near end of your life's journey, Are you really going to be sitting on your deathbed thinking, I'm glad that I overindulged in this. I'm glad that I overindulged in that. I mean, I think there are some things, obviously, that are good, but it's all within moderation, right? Every now and again, of course, you're going to overindulge in something that you actually want, but maybe not every weekend. Maybe once a year, you overspend on a vacation, and that's fine. It's once a year. That's very different than it is to do it every weekend. Maybe it's too much for you if it's every quarter. If it's irresponsible of you to do and it causes more harm, then it's best that you don't do it. Because character, above all, is the most important thing. So, my fellow Stoics, I encourage you to boil down the things of which you desire. That way you can better have some cognitive distance between those things. So you can question them. Do I really need to do this or that? Am I really going to make a fool of myself over this or that? Am I really going to stretch myself too thin or harm myself over this or that? Boil it down as far as you can go so you can understand those desires for these externalities that may or may not make a difference on your life. Ensure that they are preferred indifferences if you do end up chasing them. And if you do, make sure they don't become passions that are out of control and they become obsessions. These things are very important as it relates to developing one's character.